The state of Indigenous schooling in the Northern Territory has been described as coming close to the brink of a human tragedy. An independent report commissioned by the Northern Territory government has found major systemic problems with the delivery of education, particularly in remote communities, and it concludes that the system is failing Indigenous students. The Northern Territory government hasn't responded fully to the report, but it is hinting that it will implement some of its recommendations. Caroline Winter reports.
It's estimated around 40% of Australia's very remote Indigenous children live in the Northern Territory, but according to a new report into education there, the system is failing them.
In general terms, the review finds that there are very significant problems in the delivery of education in the Northern Territory to Indigenous children, in particular in very remote and some remote schools. It's pretty close to being a human tragedy.
Independent consultant Bruce Wilson has reviewed Indigenous education in the Territory. His report has found major problems with the way it's being delivered in remote areas. Problems such as the lack of consistent and long-term goals to improve outcomes, poor management and distribution of resources, and the need for a strategic program across all years of schooling. Bruce Wilson again.
There's a very serious problem with very remote secondary education. That needs to be fixed. But if you fix that without fixing what happens in early childhood and without dealing with primary school literacy, you'll still have thousands of children arriving at secondary school age unable to benefit from a better secondary school education.
He says children in remote Indigenous schools are about 2 years behind by year three, 5 years behind by year seven, and by year nine, only about 10% can read and write well enough to be actively involved in education.
There are some things that we can't fix through education, of course. I mean, much of what's going on in some communities is really nothing to do with education or nothing to do with what can be controlled by education. But I'm deeply concerned that another whole generation of children since the last major review has missed out on the opportunity to participate effectively in Australian society and the Australian economy.
That review was done in 1999 and suggested a raft of recommendations, many which were adopted but not all which achieved results. Bruce Wilson says 15 years on, many children are worse off. He's put forward 51 recommendations in this report and suggests the Northern Territory Education Department plans carefully and implements slowly to ensure long-term success.
Building on what is one of the success stories in the early years, and ensuring that children are readier for school by the time they get to school. Secondly, adopting common approaches to literacy teaching, and in particular, teaching English from the start of schooling, and indeed from before schooling in preschool and the early childhood programs. Thirdly, shifting the delivery of secondary education, and in particular senior secondary education, to urban schools accompanied by residential facilities for young people.
He says it's a difficult task, and funding and commitment by all levels of government is the key. Indigenous advocates say it's not just a problem in the Northern Territory, and what they describe as the ad hoc provision of programs and initiatives to further Indigenous education comes down to funding. Sue Tilley is Aboriginal Policy and Advocacy Manager with Uniting Communities in South Australia.
I think the federal budget cuts to a number of Aboriginal programs and services is going to either directly or indirectly impact very negatively on education and on communities' engagement with it.
She says federal funding has just been cut to an early childhood program in remote communities there, which help develop basic learning skills for Indigenous children and engage their parents.
A great program, stopped in its tracks, and it's this sort of lack of sustained funding for programs that are in fact working that sets back communities and undermines their ability to be positive about education.
The Northern Territory government says it hopes to start implementing Bruce Wilson's recommendations by August. The federal government told The World Today it has not had a chance to read the report and was unable to comment.
Caroline Winter reporting.